This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
U.S. military kneeling in front of communists and liberal idiots. This is being ordered by the governors and other commanding officers and others. This is disgusting. And you've got some of the folks are wearing brown beret uniforms. That's a Hispanic supremacist organization. And others are wearing other little commie outfits and uniforms. I saw people wearing Mao Youth Brigade uniforms. This is just beyond ridiculous. The left are just the scum of the earth. And they've got the NFL bowing and everyone else bowing. And Drew Brees came out and said, I don't like bowing, kneeling during the anthem. It's disrespectful of my grandfather's. And now he says he's sorry. Oh, I mean, just because he's afraid of losing money. Wonder what his grandfathers would think of him. Well, my grandfathers are proud of me, Drew Brees. I'm not going to bow out of this new world order. You're disgusting. You know, it's worse that he came out and did the right thing and then backed off. It's a new religion, hating that you're white. What the hell craziness? This is as nutty as Jim Jones, man. Where's the Kool-Aid? Hand out the Kool-Aid. Carlos in Canada, what do you think's going on?
I think, Alex, underlying the fact that there is an Antifa movement, which is obviously being paid for by you-know-who, I'm not interested in that as much as the problem which underlies it, and that is that ordinary people went out to demonstrate sincerely against police brutality. And that is something that is reflected in large measure when the police show some generosity towards the people. They answer with hugs and so on to the police. The people of America love the police because they know that their safety and security against crime. However, when the police abuse them unnecessarily, traffic, stopping identity checks and so on, these individuals, normal Americans who are proud people, feel very much obliged by the American police departments. And I want to tell you, the state of Minnesota, where Floyd was killed, trained these police officers in 2012 in Israel, and they've been sending states like Florida, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, California, Arizona, Connecticut, New York, Massachusetts, North Carolina, Georgia, and Washington State, as well as Washington, D.C., go to Israel for training. And when they come back like everybody's a Palestinian.
You know, that's a great point, is that the Israelis use a lot of paramilitary policing that we don't. The LAPD in like 1990 got rid of these chokeholds because it killed people. And I didn't know that Minnesota was doing that. I knew a lot of cities and counties are getting paramilitary Israeli training. And I think that is not smart.
No, it's not smart at all, because you look at the policemen from before 2012 and now, and they're dressed like they're out to kill. I mean, these people are, they look like robots in disguise, okay? And what are we actually doing? I mean, the American people deserve better. The American people have been around for a long time, and they have training from European police departments. They don't need to go to some country that has just started doing this. And I tell you something, it's part of a large program which was, I called, for lack of a better word, the Israelization of America. And it started very innocently with people wearing the blue flag of the flag of Israel on a daily color, and mimicking Mr. Netanyahu, who did that regularly. And after that, I said, "My God, why is everybody wearing this blue Israeli flag color?" After that, you have Mr. Dershowitz telling people, "Hey, watch out, because torture is acceptable." Some leaked photographs in Abu Ghraib, and subsequently to that, bingo, there was torture all over revealed. And
well, there is certainly no doubt that some of the Israel lobby has been promoting taking our guns, and it's absolute crap. I mean, the government issues guns to Israelis, but then it's telling us we shouldn't have guns. And, you know, I think that some of the Israeli politicians should keep their hands out of the United States politics. I don't care who you are, Russian, Chinese, or Israeli. They need to stay out of U.S. politics. And I hear what you're saying. Thanks for the call, Carlos.
Memorial Day is here. It's one of the biggest sales of the year. Now, we were already running a huge sale, but we're having to end that one because a bunch of items are selling out. But all the items we have left in stock are still on record sale. And then five items that weren't on sale, we got back in stock, they're also massively discounted as well for the Memorial Day special. So here it is. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. Knockout, the Great Sleep Egg, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, hadn't been on sale for almost 6 months. It is 50% off. Biodrew Selenium, 60% off. Chill Force, it's incredible, 60% off. And you've got all these other items on sale as well until they sell out. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to get these items and take advantage of this mega sale Memorial Day. Again, thank you all for watching. We appreciate your support, your financial support, but it's also supporting you and your family with amazing products that are so good for you and your body. Again, thank you all for your support. We are all in this together.
All right, I'm really excited to have Hotep Jesus with us for the balance of the hour. HotepNation.com. He is a thought leader. He's cultivated a loyal following on social media and being honest and genuine while providing knowledge and experience and pulling a lot of great stunts going into Starbucks saying, give me reparations, and people doing it. Hotep Jesus is a tech startup founder, author, and has been marketing for close to two decades in both the traditional and digital spheres. And I wanted to get him on just about what's going on here, because I'm not a virtue signaler, folks. I don't go, oh, half the black people get aborted, or, oh, Planned Parenthood's racist, or, oh. I mean, that's the reality, folks, and it's targeting everybody. But it's been beta tested in the black community. And Bill Gates says he loves Africans, and then you got the headline, he's worried about African population and wants to reduce it. It's like, I don't want you to live, but I love black lives. And you're like, oh, you gave me money to Black Lives Matter to run around in virtue signal, but you actually don't want me to exist. That's the reality of this. And Malcolm X talked about it. Anybody that studies it has looked at it. And my bottom line is, if you let anything happen to any group, it's going to happen to you. But look at this footage. It's on InfoWars.com. Swedish policewoman takes a knee, cries after protesters attack her vehicle. Look at the Stockholm syndrome. Yeah, it comes from Sweden for a reason. Here it is. His fist. Now she's crying. This great event that she's good, she's virtuous, and now they attack her police car. We love you. You're good. You're not bad now. This is all religious. You get rid of religion. You get rid of your religion, and now your religion's worshiping these Somali women. Okay, so there you go. Now let's go ahead and show the National Guard kneeling to a bunch of white communists. Here it is. This is in Los Angeles.
Sister Hawk.
This isn't going to create unity. This is just going to expand what's going on in the universities, the mind control, and the big tech censorship to everywhere now. You must all now bow to this. And the social credit score, you'll be punished. Hotep Jesus, thank you so much for joining us, HotepNation.com. A lot of folks know who you are. Some might not, just tuning in. Tell folks a little bit about who you are, and then what do you want to dive into first about what's currently going on?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on, Alex Jones and InfoWars, one of the few media outlets to reach out to me, actually the only media outlet to reach out to me. So let's just put that in frame first. The first thing I want to talk about is talking to my girl earlier, and she said a friend was asking friends to match her donation to Black Lives Matter. And I told her, I said, tell her every dollar she sends to Black Lives Matter is going to go towards the destruction of the black family. If white people want to help in this country, There's only one group I know of that we can trust, in fact, and that is Hotep Nation. Black Lives Matter is definitely a white liberal controlled and black liberal steered agenda vehicle. That's what Black Lives Matter is. So, you know, let's put that in frame first. Now, we also have to separate Black Lives Matter from the organization and the movement, so to speak, if it even is one. Because a lot of people try to use this hashtag in various ways to fit the needs of their personal agenda. Some people are using this hashtag and they mean well. But I believe that the hashtag has been used to weaponize a socialist ideology against black people.
Well, we know how socialism does for everybody, but it's particularly not good for my just observance for black people.
Socialism is inherently racist. I spoke about this earlier. Actually, yesterday I spoke about this on my Periscope. Socialism is inherently racist. Socialists, what do they want? They always want to increase taxes. Well, the rich can afford taxes, the poor can't. And if black people are allegedly the poorest in the nation, then obviously you're oppressing them with your socialist policies. So socialism is inherently racist. We don't want nothing to do with socialism or communism. This is how you destroy nations. This is how they destabilize Venezuela and other nations. Because socialism and communism basically is decentralization of power. As Stalin would say, 90% of communizing a nation is having a central bank. So when you think about socialism and communism, if you say America is run by white supremacy or is a system of white supremacy, the last thing you would want to do is centralize the power.
Keep going.
That's the last thing you want to do is... If you say there's a system of white supremacy, why would you want to centralize the power? That's what socialism and communism would do, would centralize the power and give you no power. But people don't understand, for example, George Orwell was a former member of the Fabian Society. And the Fabian Society, when you look at their shield, you'll see a wolf in sheep's clothing. So when you see democratic socialists, socialists and communists, what you're looking at is a wolf in sheep's clothing. But pretend like he's your ally waiting. He'll post that black box on his Instagram page. He may even take a knee. But that's the same exact person that gets close enough to stab you in the back.
That's right. In fact, he found out the Fabian Socialists at the top, because he got at the very highest levels, literally said, we're priests of power that want to tear people apart. We like to hurt people. This is just a cult of power.
There you go. So when people say, oh, you know, 1984, oh, George Orwell was a socialist. Yeah, you need to go look at what he did to expose socialism as an ideology and as an organization, as a front movement for civil rights, so to speak, if we want to call it that. The kneeling, I think, is disgusting. I don't want to speak on behalf of white people. We're not going to talk about that yet. Let's talk about black people. Black people are actually happy that white people are taking this knee. These are like moral victories. And as Jay-Z would say, moral victories are for minor league coaches. These little moral victories don't do anything to prop up the black community. They're actually only helping white people who are racist, who are Democrat, socialist, racist, hide their racism. That's all it's doing, is allowing them to cloak their racism. Here we see the National Guard kneeling before people. That's cute. Has nothing to do with the military-industrial complex. That's not going to change how much money goes towards the military budget.
I was about to say an alligator or crocodile will come up kneeling in the mud right before it eats you. And I'm not saying the military is bad, but I'm saying the thing behind it is like a crocodile. And it'll get up on its bed. It'll come up. It'll bow down to you.
Absolutely. We know of many assassinations that were pulled off by getting close to someone. And that's what we have here, is the assassination of the black community via Saturn's black box. It's a way for people to virtue signal. People are many, I'm not going to say all, many people are attending these protests. Why? They can feel like they were a part of something. They take the pictures, the Instagram, they get their feel good in. They do their dancing. They do their chanting. It's the new party. A couple of weeks ago, government said we had a social distance. What happened to that, Alex? What happened to social distancing? They just told us that we had a social distance, but it looks like riots kill coronavirus. You tell me what happened, Alex.
Well, that hoax started falling apart, so they didn't want the debate to be about how all these top scientists and governments were coming out saying it was all basically a big lie. So they went ahead and activated the next phase, always knowing there's some bad cop footage. They then hyped that up, triggered the whole thing, had it primed and ready to distract from the fact that they're going to come back in the fall and next year with the mask and the lockdowns again, because we never had the point of debate to discredit this. They moved on to the next thing. So they tighten the noose, release the noose, tighten the noose, release the noose, until they finally jerk it tight and break our neck. Hotep Jesus is our guest. HotepNation.com. Really powerful stuff. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. Please tell folks about the broadcast. We'll be right back.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's an equation, a societal, cultural, spiritual, mathematical calculation, a balance somehow to where the collapsing third world, engineered by the very globalist colonial system that now claims it's battling the ancient colonial imperial system. Collapsing the third world, weaponizing it as a weapon against the West, promoting racism and division, then knowing it'll bust the public into two sides for further confrontation as the machines and the oppression and the anti-human system emerges, as people are driven off the land, as we're domesticated and prepared for the post-human world. I want to ask Hotep Jesus his view on the cosmology of the planet, where he sees the world really going, and how we can somehow turn this around and have a better outcome. But separately, continuing getting into what's currently happening in Governor Northam, obviously he wants to take down a Robert E. Lee statue, the big giant one, to cause a big explosion. Regardless of what people think about that one way or the other, nobody even pays attention to that stuff now until there's a big clash. They're trying this for the election. I don't think that's debatable. What do you think, and what do you think is going to end up happening?
Men lie, women lie, numbers dope. Another Jay-Z quote. When we look at the numbers, if we go to Google Trends and we type in Black Lives Matter and we check Google Trends, you'll see two major spikes. You'll see one this year, just happening now. And the last major spike was during the last election year. So you start to see trends. And where you have trends, you have cycles. Where you have cycles, you have conditioning. We can go look at the work of Pavlov or Pavlonian conditioning. Pavlonian conditioning, what happens is the meat makes the dog salivate. Beautiful. I love it. Brought it to Google Trends. As you can see right there, you see the two different spikes. When you feed the dog the meat, he starts to salivate on the side of the meat. If you ring a bell, nothing happened. But if you ring a bell every single time you're about to feed him the meat, soon, if you ring the bell, the dog will salivate. This is what we call conditioning. In this case, when we're dealing with the human condition or human conditioning, what we have is the bell is the media. And the meat, well, the meat is attention. The dopamine hits we get when we post our fist picture on Instagram, when we splice together our video clips and make little promo videos for Instagram and Twitter and YouTube to make it look like we were a part of history. When the media says move, or when the media says bark, people say wolf. When the media say jump, the people say how high. The media is now Pavlov. No diss to Pavlov, but they are conditioning the people to respond a certain way. And you see the same response time in, time out. The Saturn's black box appeared last time 4 years ago when they wanted to do another blackout, something called Blackout Day. This time it was Blackout Tuesday. But really what happened was they wanted to put a blackout on Hillary Clinton not wanting to testify under oath. Now, Alex, I know you're on top of this thing. I haven't been able to look at it too in depth. Can you please tell me what exactly is happening with Hillary Clinton in court? I know something happened with Rosenstein yesterday.
Absolutely. All of the facts about her servers and her corruption and her documents and her having to testify and the silent coup against Trump and the deep state and just this whole apparatus is now coming out. In fact, here it is right here. It was just announced. Senate Homeland Security Committee authorizes a subpoena to Obama officials in Russian probe unmasking review. So all of this attempted coup against the election is coming out. There's a war in the deep state, and so that's why this is going on. But what you just said is genius, and it's totally true. They admit, but the way you put it was absolutely the best I've heard it put. It's Pavlov's dog. We're giving up everything just for clicks and dopamine, like an imaginary video game when we win the level. We don't really win anything. It's all just hype in our mind. Perception is reality, but it's not really reality. And so it's all hot air. It's all just BS. And that's all this is virtue signaling. But to these people, this is all they are. Instead of getting the steak, we hear the ding, we salivate, and our brain thinks it's the same thing. It's incredible. But then they're never satisfied. So they want more, 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 more dopamine, because in the end, it can never actually put steak in our guts.
Yeah. So you have somebody like Hillary Clinton and the Obama administration who are abusing their power. And we're mad at Drew Brees, an NFL football player. Nobody, you know, I would say the same thing I would say to LeBron James. I tell LeBron James, shut up and dribble. And I tell Drew Brees, shut up and throw the ball. I don't know why these people are important, why we care about what these people say. But again, this is the distraction to take us away from what's really happening with this thing called the deep state. Now, I believe that a date has been set for September.
Yes.
Well, what's that date? September 9th?
Let me look it up. I believe you're right. On the Hillary ones?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes, it's in September.
Yeah. So I want to say that's a significant date. We're going to have to.
Oh, absolutely. They're going to have some new big riot or some new federal building get blown up or a mass shooting. Guys, look up where they moved the Hillary date. Please. Thanks.
Yeah. They look at this. I think something else happened around this date. Oh, wait. September 11th. You see how they put that date right under something that allowed them to disguise things?
Exactly. Well, just like they admit that they'll release bad news on Friday night.
Right. Well, nobody's going to think about it. And that's what the Blackout Tuesday was. They wanted a blackout on everything that's going to happen with the deep state. And
how patronizing is that? Because, I mean, literally the left always claiming they love black people so much. But every time I've ever been around leftists, whether they be black or white, they literally talk bad about black people. And I'm not just saying this to be I'm serious. I've been around them. I've caught the videos where we'll be out protesting a Planned Parenthood and saying, you know, the KKK, Margaret Sanger, a picture of her with the KKK. And the left comes over and screams at us and says, you're going to take care of all these dangerous black kids? And so it's really systemic with them.
Oh, yeah. You see it in Joe Biden's rhetoric. You're not black if you vote for Trump. So, like I said before, the white liberal subconsciously and consciously knows for a fact that they are the arbiter of blackness. They know that they control blackness, and Biden slipped up. He had a Freudian slip.
He's saying, I have your identity. It's incredible.
Yes. He had another slip up where he said, poor kids can be just as smart as white kids. He's exposed that racism that he has, that we see in the Delaware, the Democratic state of Delaware.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know folks that know Joe Biden. I know somebody that grew up next to his bar and his brother, a well-known lawyer, and he said, he won't say it on air, but he said, Joe Biden hates everybody. I mean, Joe Biden is a super jerk, a criminal, won't pay his bills. I mean, the guy is just a total a-hole. Just like Hillary doesn't tip. I mean, Hillary screams everybody around her. We'll be right back with Hotep Jesus, ladies and gentlemen, HotepNation.com. We've got some of the greatest exploits, too, videos we're going to play of his and a lot more. And I know we've got callers that are holding. I'm going to try to jam a few of you in. Hotep will be able to comment on whatever it is you're bringing up. Whatever you do, spread the word about the live feeds. The only way it gets out.
We're living in insanely dangerous times, and I told folks, the
going back 3 months ago. I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse. And now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States. And it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it. But with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high-quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After 1 day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
There are powerful corporations that want a one-world government system, and they want medical tyranny, and they want to force their way on you. And the fact that they're dividing and conquering us, telling us that the average white person or black person is our enemy because of what skin color they are, is absolutely the stuff of planetary slavery. Here's Hotep Jesus a few years ago illustrating how crazy white guilt is going in to a Starbucks. This is pretty famous. Here it is.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
All right, I heard y'all was racist, so I came to get my free coffee.
I saw that.
Yeah, I heard you guys don't like black people, so I wanted to get my Starbucks reparations voucher. What's that?
Is that a real thing?
It's a real thing.
I mean, I'll give it to you. I saw that on my Twitter last night. I was like,
yeah, I need a free coffee.
I'll give you a free coffee.
That's what I'm talking about. This is justice.
Philly. Philly? Yeah. Are you serious?
Oh, you're
serious.
Okay, I'm going to finish
this up. This is justice. This is what I'm talking about. It's great customer service.
Yeah, I was reading that and I was like, there is no way.
Absolutely.
I like this party goes. I get some of this.
Could you imagine?
Never here.
You just throw some milk in it?
Sure.
Whole. Yeah. Reparations, man. Gotta get my reparations for being black in America. Black Lives Matter.
What, do you have any flavors in it? We got caramel, hazelnut.
I'll take caramel.
Caramel?
Is that gonna make it sweet? Yes.
That's good. Everybody's seen it. It's famous. But this then makes logical people freak out. But then we sent our crew member in who's white, and he used to give it to me for reparations, and they did it. I wore a lizard mask into the store the other day, into Target, just to show how stupid it is, because they'll say any mask will do. They try to make you wear them. And people just submitted to it. I ran around saying, I lay my eggs here, you name it. People are so passive now, it's really scary. And Hotep, that's one of the things you wanted to get into, was Soros, the vaccine, Antifa, Bill Gates. You now have the former head of MI6 coming out saying it was made in the lab. You've got German official government document, Interior Ministry, looked at it and said it's the same amount of deaths. We've got global experts, even CNBC now say it just doesn't exist. But there's a real virus. It's patented so Gates can own it and make money off of it. And the imaginary treatment of it, I mean, this is the biggest con ever in my view. What do you think's going on here, Hotep?
Yeah. So people don't know who Soros is, and I think they need to do a good look into who he is and his work in foreign countries and how he came into his riches, how this man understands and manipulates markets. Then we have to take a look at and audit all the organizations that Open Society funds, women's organizations. They fund Planned Parenthood and Black Lives Matter, two institutions that profiteer off of black struggle or black problems. These two organizations get paid off of. We know last week what happened. Planned Parenthood some people were forced to testify under oath. Come to find out, they were in fact selling baby parts. These people are selling dead babies. If that's not satanic, I don't know what is. And these are the people that prop up these protests. When we see these protests happen like that, you got to know Soros is lurking somewhere in the shadows. You have to, because to organize that many people globally and that fast, oh, is quite difficult. But when you donate to close to 100 nonprofit organizations and movements, like Planned Parenthood and women's organizations, and in fact, I retweeted it earlier. There's a list of them. There's a list of organizations that are right on my Twitter feed that are funded by Soros and Open Society. So when I say that black people are literally controlled by the white liberal or the white socialist or the white communist or whatever they cloak themselves under, this is true. Not only that, but the same people also fund Antifa. Antifa is also funded. The Rag Media Matters is funded by these people. The Shadow Democratic Party. What is a Shadow Democratic Party? The Democratic Party is funded by Open Soros. So when we have people who, for example, a lot of people with the riots this past weekend, we know the governors have come out and said that, you know, one governor said in Minneapolis, I believe, 95% of the people that were arrested were from out of town. Soros and his band of goons of Antifa. Then you got people that donate to some bailout fund to bail out protesters. So basically what you're doing is you're bailing out the criminals who destroyed the black community. And this is what happens when you're ill-informed, when you're not up to date on the information that's available, when you cover your eyes and cover your ears at the sight and sound of Alex Jones or the name of Donald Trump. You are blinding yourself to some facts. You see, if you're looking at the Republican Party with a microscope, you also have to look at the Democratic Party with a microscope. And I believe that many conservatives have done a great job exposing the Democratic Party. But it seems like when people see those things, they go, oh, it's associated with Trump, so I don't want to hear it. They don't want to deal with the facts. But facts say Antifa, Black Lives Matter, Planned Parenthood are all funded by the same white liberal. None of these organizations are independent of George Soros.
And when the police captain in St. Louis got killed, David Dorn, nobody even covered it as he laid there dying. And none of the Hollywood people gave any money to him or for his funeral or his family because he didn't count. In fact, for all the people that have been killed, the Hollywood folks aren't doing a damn thing.
You can't monetize his death. You cannot monetize his death. You have, first of all, you got a double Trump card. He's black, but he's a cop. So you definitely can't monetize that. You definitely can't monetize that.
And a lot of the left teaches black people, oh, don't have your own police and fire department and run your own community. Those people are sellouts. No, that's how you make sure you run the little constabulary so you're in charge. But again, they teach you, oh, no, don't be part of the system. You just stay right there and take your welfare check. That is so obviously just a modern form of slavery. It's so cynical.
Yeah, I think the institution of policing is inherently communist, but to pass judgment upon individuals that are on the police force is wholly unfair. I know police officers, black police officers. This one black police officer saved my life at least twice, because his mother went to the same church as my grandmother, and he knew me from a very little boy. I know several police officers. RIP to my best friend's dad. He was a police officer. He was a great police officer here in New Jersey.
Exactly. The systems inherently has problems and is corrupt, but you don't judge people by the whole system. You judge it by individualism, which is common sense.
Yes, this is common sense, but when you're controlled by Pavlov's conditioning, you got to throw, you know, like Lil Wayne said, he said, you cannot look at these police incidents and just say all cops are bad, because what happens is the police officer that was implicated in the murder of Tamir Rice and all these other bodies, none of them have been incarcerated. Sean King has done a poor job. He's like 0-5. He's 0-5. These cops are still on the force. Why? Because you try to make this about all cops instead of the individual cops that made these infractions, that murdered somebody. Because why? That's the only way the media and their band of useful idiots can monetize this stuff and gain clout tokens.
But that's a really good point, is that's how you stop real reform happening, is you just make it about, oh, all cops did this. Well, then all cops go, I didn't do that. Instead of like this one guy. I mean, there are doctors that cut off the wrong leg. You don't blame all doctors. Obviously, what those cops did in Minnesota is crazy. I want to ask you what you really think is going on there, because there's something suspicious how they all know each other, and that cop's got to know what he's doing. Something doesn't add up. I haven't figured it out yet. We'll see if Hotep Jesus has got an answer. And your calls are coming up, too.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
All right, final segment with Hotep Jesus. Really appreciate him joining us. And we're going to go to Greg, Johnny, Aaron, Duncan, Frank, Reed, and Justin before Jason Jones takes over with a special guest. But look at this. We showed this earlier. Privilege. This is going viral everywhere. Black Lives Matter. Like saying you're teaching someone that you're a kid because of what color they are is somehow privileged or bad. It's insane. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the stuff of the breakdown of society. Because they're taking all of our rights, all of our freedoms, all of our health, coming with forced inoculations. They're coming after everybody. So they want to teach you, though, that, oh, it's not Xi Jinping and the 3 million Muslims in slave camps that's bad. Because I don't like radical Islam taking over, folks, but I sure don't want to put Muslims in camps. Oh, but that's okay because, you know, they're communists, so it's okay. This is totally dangerous. And I already played the clip earlier for Hotep joined us of CNN going, we need to teach white children they're bad. And it's white dudes saying it. These people know what they're doing. It's a sick formula. Here's a clip from the mid-1990s. First Lady Hillary Rodham Clinton with George, the true Nazi sympathizer Soros, where he makes a sick joke about, hey, I better get involved in politics. That's like a wolf saying, you better get involved, you know, hunting a sheep. Here it is.
It is not enough for America's future that some participate and others don't. We have been given an extraordinary blessing, and at this moment in time, our country needs us, and we need people like George Soros, who is fearless and willing to step up when it counts. So please join me in welcoming George Soros.
I mean, when you talk about a Nazi, folks, that's as close as you're going to get. And he funds the whole thing.
It is the first time that I feel that I need to stand up and to do something really and become really engaged in the electoral process in this country.
He'd always been involved. Everything that comes out of Scrotum Face's mouth is a lie, Hotep.
Let's talk about the children. I saw a clip of a little black girl at the protest, and she got her fist up, and she looks angry and upset. And then we see that picture of that little white girl. And I think that's embarrassing that we're doing this. First of all, the antics that have been going across America this week, I haven't even told my children about. I don't think I want to tell them because I think it's quite embarrassing as adults that we have to sit here and we have to watch adults act like this.
But you just said it. They're pawns. Even if this was a real fight, you don't bring kids to a battle. And that's what people are doing. People are exploiting their children.
Yeah. Yeah. You leave the kids out of this nonsense. They need to be working on STEM or, you know, hitting the books or doing some art, something else, something that's going to educate them, you know.
My 12-year-old daughter asked me yesterday morning, so I try to keep her out of all the race stuff. She said, are white people bad? I mean, are we bad? And I said, honey, that's a total lie. That's all politics. She goes, but are we doing bad things? And I said, have you done something bad to somebody? And she goes, no. And I said, well, see, it's about who you are. Not, but I, trying to explain it makes me get really pissed.
Yeah, yeah.
What would you say to my 12-year-old daughter asking, is she bad because she's white?
I would tell her, I would have to explain to her the media industrial complex. That's what I would do. I would break down the media industrial complex and how it can make people believe all sorts of silly things. And then I'd tell her, no, sweetie, you are an individual. You are not described by others. You are described by your actions and how you live in this world. That's what I would tell her, in short.
Well, I hate to go back to Martin Luther King every 5 minutes, but it's true. The whole idea is you judge people off who they are, which we all know. You judge somebody off their music, how good it is, how good the food is, how much fun they are, how funny they are, you know, how good of plants they can grow. I mean, everybody knows you judge people off what they actually do. So then how is the left pushing this truly anti-human, fascist, satanic ideology and thinking they're the good guys? I mean, because I want to really slap these leftists upside the head when I see them bringing their kids to these demonstrations.
If we were to be objective about the treatment of black people across the globe, I think white people would come last. We can look at ethnic cleansing in Argentina. We can look at ethnic cleansing in Brazil. We can look at ethnic cleansing in the Arab world. I'd much rather be a black person under white rule than a black person under Arab rule. 10 times over. Under Chinese rule, we look at how Chinese, it's still 1950. You have some places that say this is Chinese only. This is Chinese only. Some people say, oh, white people. I'm like, ah, you don't really understand this whole world. You're giving white people a little bit too much credit.
And is that because Americans don't travel enough? Because we take Japan. I think it's the Japanese either. They still, because they hate Chinese so much, have restaurants that say no Chinese allowed.
You got some dogs that are conditioned and some dogs that are unconditioned. Some dogs have been conditioned by Pavlov's conditioning. And some people haven't been exposed to the experiment. Hoteps, we haven't been exposed to the experiment. We're aware that when they ring the bell, they want us to salivate. Others, well, they're going to have program responses.
That's key. When they ring the bell, don't salivate. That's as important as the term red pill, blue pill. So for folks that don't know, tell me what a Hotep is.
A Hotep is an individual who understands our world in a very 360-degree fashion. So some people might say it's a religion or it's a political party. No, I mean, there's probably the three basic acts aspects of Hotep is mind, body, and soul. We believe in a higher power. We believe in having healthy body, having a healthy food supply. We believe in education and educating yourself. But we are aware of the traps that are set for us by
the oligarchs and the plutocracy. We are the mind of the black community. Every ounce of black education outside of the liberal Fed education that the black community has, every ounce of self-knowledge has come from a hotep. Whether it were Marcus Garvey, Kaba Khamenei, or Shaka. It doesn't matter. It came from a hotep. Noble Drew Ali, Harvey Spencer Lewis, whoever it was, it came from somebody who was hotep. And we are the consciousness of the black community. The unconsciousness of the black community is a foolishness you see on TV that's purported by the white liberals and the movies and the record labels. If you look at old school Tupac Shakur, look at his pictures with Digital Underground when he had the kente claw. And he donned the kente claw. And he donned the kufi. At one point, the black community was hotep. And somehow, some way, the white liberal was able to convince us that the better thing to do was to push gangster rap and consumerism. And we went from being people who had their own brands and their own culture to being pimps, to being pimped out to brands, LVMH, so on and so forth.
Well, Hotep, I didn't know you were going to do that, but you just hit the nail on the head. I put this out today and ask the listeners, what do you allegorically think this symbolizes? Because people love esoteric instead of things being right up front. And that's my answer for the chessboard is, if we don't pull back and see the whole game, don't play the game, but 360 see the whole game, then we can remove the death out of our culture that's designed to destroy true thinking, and then we can start flourishing and have a future for black, white, everybody together. We'll still have competition, we'll still have a game, but it'll be better for everybody to boost empowerment instead of boosting deception and the knowledge of evil. We need the knowledge of good, which we've forgotten. And that was the allegory of the day, and I'm glad you answered the question.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I love that. I play chess myself, and I love that allegory. We have not enough bishops, not enough knights, not enough kings, not enough queens, and our board is flooded with pawns. And the problem is,
I was going to say that too. That's what I meant this morning. Was don't be a pawn, folks. Pull back, and then you will be one of the main players. Only by seeing the full board do you get it. Because imagine if he's right down here as a pawn, he can't even see 5 feet. But if you pull back from the whole thing, it's so simple, and study the manipulation, then they can't control you as easy.
Yeah, you got to pull back and see everything as a whole. But, you know, a lot of people are Houghton Mifflin educated. They're educated by the public school system. So they have no sense of even U.S. history, let alone their own, quote unquote, black history. People don't have a sense of world history. If you don't know the cycles of the world and of the nations, how a nation rises and how a nation falls, you would never understand the place we live in
now.
Let's
talk about the cycles of history. It's been a year since you came on. I want you to be a regular guest. Please come back next week. Do a special report with us. Do a 2-hour commercial-free podcast. You want to do it soon?
I'd like to do something really big with you with Uncle Hotep. I'd like to do something in studio with Uncle Hotep. Let's throw a budget. Let's do something. Let's create some really awesome viral content.
I tell you what, you name the time. If you're ready to jump on a plane, please come. I'll finance it. Hotep, hotepnation.com. We love you. We appreciate you. And Godspeed.
Godspeed.
We'll be right back with your phone calls in hour number 4. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.